you're supposed to have the Newlywed song.
Don't tell me you love me. Oh yeah, I'm working on it.
Don't tell me you love me.
You ever have one of those moments where you remember a band that you haven't listened to since you were a kid?
Yes.
And you go, hey, I remember I used to really like that band, but you hadn't listened to them in 20 years?
Uh-huh.
And then you go look them up and you're like, oh, yeah, this rocks. Yeah, that's not Night Ranger. No. I thought.
Not so much.
Oh, yeah, Night Ranger. I love Night Ranger. I go look it up and I'm like, these guys suck. I mean, I had like all their albums. I was like, oh. I had like t-shirts with Night Ranger on it. I do like that song though. That one song. It doesn't have the greatest lyrics in the world. It's not like it's a positive song to sing.
Yeah.
But it rocks.
Well, good. I'm glad. You had the Newlywed song.
And I like Dawn Patrol as well. But anyway, yeah, I found that because I'm teasing something here. Because what we found out was that people have sent in all of their playlists.
Yeah, that's been very popular.
Yes, so we're going to be doing that. And I'm sorry for the delay between last week and this week. But
Brad was sleeping,
basically. We recorded an entire show that didn't get recorded.
Yes.
And then and then I went off caffeine. And so I came home and went to bed. Those are our two. But I was willing to record. You said no, and you were right. Because you were like, no, it won't even be a good show. You're asleep. And I'm like, okay, yeah, right.
And I didn't feel like it.
And I had one of those salty chainsaw headaches. You know, where somebody cuts a hole in your head with a chainsaw and pours in salt. That's what going off caffeine will do for you. But here, we're welcome to the Newlywed Game, part two, with your host, Richard Dawson. Who was the host of the Newlywed Game?
I don't remember.
Was it Chuck somebody?
Chuck. It's always Chuck.
It's always Chuck? I don't know. It's always Chuck.
I don't know. It's a good game show name. Chuck.
Chuck.
Woolery.
Woolery. Yeah. I don't think that was him.
I don't think was it either. I don't know. Whoever it was, he wore terrible suits. It was in the horrible polyester days.
I could look it up and find out, but I'm not, because we're going to play the game ourselves.
Yes, we're going to try it again.
Here we go. We got into a lot of trouble last show.
It's not our fault that they asked the question.
I'm still.
I didn't ask the question. Did you?
Crap.
Did you ask the question?
No. That was the Emperor of Kansas.
Yeah, of course it was.
My brother got blamed for it because it doesn't sound like something he'd ask. But he made it perfectly clear today that he did not want to know that.
It's not information.
And it was not a question
know.
He had asked because, yeah.
Because that's just gross.
It's just gross.
You don't want to know that kind of stuff about your brother.
All right, so first question. Would you milk a cow barehanded? How do you think I answered that question?
Well, yeah, you did.
Every
I mean,
day.
You grew up on a dairy.
Hello.
Twice a day.
I guess you're saying, would you do it again? I'm like, yeah, for that amount of money.
Sure. I put sure. Brad did.
Okay. Good job. Okay, your turn.
Ding, ding.
Ding.
Would you kill a deer to feed your family, even if it looked at you with those big, innocent eyes?
I have to guess what you would say?
Yeah.
I'm going to say you would.
Yeah.
Because it's to feed the family.
That's right.
I put yes. In fact, I would pick out the one with the biggest, sweetest eyes because it would have the best meat.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be the sweetest meat.
Okay.
I have no issues with that.
My question. Do you like blue cheese? I'm going to say yes, you do.
I do, yes. Yeah, remember that steak I made with the blue cheese on it? Remember that?
It was pretty nasty.
No, you like blue cheese.
I do like blue cheese on my salad.
But you liked it on the steak. You raved about that. Do you not remember this? I sauteed them and I seared them in the pan and then I put them in the oven with blue cheese on them.
Okay.
And you loved them.
Huh. Okay. Must have been something else you fixed.
I'm sure.
Was there a different kind of cheese you put on something?
Yes,
that
I did. Then, well, I thought, oh, he likes the blue cheese. So then I went and tried something else from Food Network. None of us liked it. We were all like, oh, what was that? Get that off
it
of there.
It was goat cheese or something.
Well, I like goat cheese.
I know too, but this tastes, you cooked it. It tastes like burnt shoe or something.
It was bad.
Not good.
But that was not blue cheese.
You can't hit him out of the park every time, honey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to bunt. Okay.
Bunt?
Your turn.
Bunt? I don't bunt, I punt. Okay. What are we? Oh, do you expect a Spanish Inquisition?
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition!
I'm supposed to answer for you.
Oh.
Well, oh, wait, no, I asked you the question.
Yeah, so I have to say what you would say.
Oh, right.
So that's what I would say.
Because no one would.
Exactly.
And I put no with a question mark.
No.
No?
I put nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition.
Well, we walk around life expecting the Spanish Inquisition.
Liquid or bar soap? This is another easy one. This is the easy one.
Liquid!
That's right.
Seriously, why go backwards?
Bar soap is antiquated.
Has anybody seen the Friends episode?
It's over, people.
Where
it's like
Chandler,
chopsticks.
Where Chandler's like all upset about something and he's talking about, and Joey said, Joey gets one up on him and he's like, what? He was in, wasn't it Joey that did this? He says, What do I wash last, and you wash first?
Oh, they were
when
talking
I get
about
out of the shower.
They were talking about this bar of soap.
Yeah,
and he says you don't have to clean soap. Soap is self-clean. They used one of them used the other one's toothbrush.
So, yeah,
Joey used his toothbrush.
That's right. Yeah, because he's like, what?
And
it's self-cleaning. It's fine.
And he says, what about the soap? We share the soap.
Yeah.
And he goes, soap is self-cleaning.
It's cleaning.
And Joey said, well, what do I wash last, and what do you wash first?
And then he was like, ew.
Ew!
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was perfect. That's why he used liquid and a loofah.
And a loofah. But don't wash your face with a loofah.
No, no.
Yeah, loofah goes places.
You use separate soap for your face.
Exactly. You use facial soap.
Lots of things.
All right. Have you ever had... is it my turn?
I don't know.
I think it's my turn.
Sure.
Have you ever had... Oh, let's see.
No,
because the next
turn.
Question, you have to guess what I answered, so it's your turn.
Have you ever had Waldo berries, Logan berries, or Marion berries?
And I guess you said no.
And no. And
no.
No.
No, no, and no.
And had never heard of Logan berries, nor Marion berries.
I can't believe they didn't put elderberries in here. Yeah. Because
seriously.
I haven't had elderberries either.
No, I'd say no to that. It'd be four no's.
Okay, you have to guess what I answered in this question. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you do if faced with a dragon and all you had was a pinata costume? What is a pinata costume?
I don't know.
Whoever
they stuff you full of candy.
Whoever wrote this does not know what a pinata is.
Pinata is the thing you stuff
either,
with candy and
well,
hit with a stick.
Let me qualify this by saying either I or them don't know what a pinata is.
Well, I think I do. I just explained it.
Exactly. So, I don't. Anyway. Okay. All you had was a pinata costume. Or maybe a pinata, costume,
mm-hmm.
and a Boy Scout manual. Maybe it's two different things.
Maybe.
Maybe he left out a comma.
If you had a pinata. But and you don't have the stick, so what good does a pinata do with it?
Give the dragon candy? A costume and a Boy Scout handbook. What would you do? Yes.
Well, you'd say something funny, but I don't know what that would be. So I'd say run.
Run. No, I didn't say run. I said kill it with extreme prejudice.
There you go. See,
you
I
want
knew
to know,
he'd have something funny.
Yes, if you want to know how, that's classified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Your turn.
How many states have you been to? You must have at least stepped one foot outside the airport to count.
Oh, I have to count yours? All right. So here's my process of thinking. I've been to 19 and D.C. D.C. doesn't count, right? Did you count D.C.?
No.
Okay. So I've been to 19.
That's a...
I know that Faith's been to a lot more than me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know she hasn't been to all of them. She hasn't been to Alaska. She's never been to Hawaii. And I think there's probably a lot more she hasn't been to. Like, she's never been to Maine up there in that area, right?
I've been to Connecticut.
Well, they're not... Connecticut is not Maine.
True. I've been to New York.
Okay, stop listening.
Been to upstate New York.
Okay. And I also think there's probably some over, like... in the Idaho, Wyoming section that you've never been to. But I'm just guessing.
Okay. Okay.
So I figure you've been to most of them, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess, I don't know, 35.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That seriously. Look.
Oh, yeah. I pwned the states. Oh, my goodness. 35 exactly.
No way.
I pulled that out of my candy maker.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Thanks for that, Jen.
Yes, I did.
See, I even highlighted it.
And
look,
if you know what a candy maker is, you have to listen.
I've candy and you can eat it.
I've been to Alabama, California, Florida, Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, North Carolina, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Colorado, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Arizona.
You're seriously going to read all 35.
Connecticut. I seriously am. Iowa, Minnesota, New Mexico, Ohio, Texas, Arkansas, Idaho, Maryland, Mississippi, New York, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and West Virginia. There you go. I have not been to Utah.
Ah.
Nor Washington, nor Oregon.
Ah. Okay, what is your favorite color of underwear? You have to guess what I said.
What you said your favorite color of underwear is? What is black.
Your... See, now I guessed you would say black. I actually wrote that down, black. But transparent was what I put.
That's the color
I like the best.
Yeah. But he likes black.
I do like black. Mm-hmm. Yes. What did you put as your did you put black?
I'm not answering that question. I'm not answering that question because people don't need to know.
Oh, it's okay if they know. John Wilkerson said, "So did you light up a cigarette afterwards in the church parking lot?" I'm like, "That's none of your get dumb business."
No, but we went on the jungle gym and climbed the jungle
gym.
That
wasn't the same day.
I'm just kidding. Just absurd.
Yeah.
No, and then, we couldn't look anybody in the eye when we got out of the car.
Yeah. Then Travis from Thin Ice said, maybe it was Brad and Ash said, he tweeted today, I'm going to get a Sonic hamburger and go eat it in the church parking lot because that's as close as I'll ever get. He must really like Sonic hamburger. Okay.
Oh man, you need a
some things
Oreo
you just
blast.
Never live down.
What are you going to do? We got to keep it. Got to keep it exciting, fresh.
I think we were bored. I think that was the problem.
We were bored.
All right, continue on.
It's not a bad reason.
Your turn.
What is your biggest fear?
I have to guess what your biggest fear is.
Yes, sir. I know what yours is. To be alone.
To be alone. Yeah. That's not what I put, but that's true.
Because that's the right answer.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Uh-huh. I put God because I was being philosophical. Because that's the biggest thing I fear.
Right.
See, he's big. Okay, what would you put?
You gotta pick something.
You're not a really good. You're not a really afraid person.
No,
you don't really
I'm not
a lot
I'm not very fearful.
Pet peeve fear.
Not a fearful person.
You're really
at
not
all.
Scared. Anything's gonna happen to Helen much?
No.
You really don't worry about me at all. You're like whatever.
I do too. I called you.
I know.
I heard sirens.
I know.
And
that
I
was
called.
Very sweet. Very sweet. By the way, she heard sirens right after I left, and she called to make sure I was okay. Isn't that sweet? That made me feel so sweet.
It's against my normal
I know,
because
she normally doesn't do
that. Because the last thing I would think of that it would be Brad.
Yeah.
He would be hurt. He's fine.
We had a tornado the other day. She walks out the front door looking up at the sky. I don't see anything.
I did not.
Look at the pretty swirly cloud.
I am from Wisconsin.
Hey, what's that sucking sound?
They don't have tornadoes in Wisconsin.
She just doesn't have a lot of fear.
And I don't fear tornadoes.
You don't fear anything.
It's true. I really don't.
She sleeps while I drive. I mean, come on. That's brave.
It's brave.
Or stupid. One of the two.
I think the borders on stupid.
I think those things are the same sometimes. What you put down as your biggest fear, I guess appearing stupid or maybe being embarrassed, appearing stupid.
That is something that I don't like to look, I don't like to, that's why I don't like to lose because I feel like I look stupid. Mm. But that's not.
That's not what you put? No. What'd you put?
That, I mean, that's slight, but. No, I put standing before the Lord and having to suffer loss.
Because... Oh, so you went philosophical too.
I did.
Well, but we both had the same answer.
Yeah, we did have the same answer, but I was specific, even though that's what you meant.
All right, my turn.
When he burns up that straw and all that. No.
Where was our first kiss? Where was your first kiss?
Well, first I put mine and Brad's.
Yes, they're talking. It's a newlywed game. You kissing slut.
Because
you kissed everybody in Wisconsin.
I did not.
Did too. The whole tri-state area.
Okay.
We were at a party one time. And somebody said,
like class reunion.
Class reunion. Big giant table with a bunch of people there. Who here has not kissed Faith? Raise your hand. And even the girl I was sitting next to didn't raise her hand.
And she started to know it was, they said to toast. Toast and put, raise your glass if you've kissed Faith.
Oh, and yeah. And everybody Christy, raised their glass.
And Christy raises her glass and she's like, what? She didn't even know what we were toasting to.
But it was true.
But then they said, we're toasting to who's kissed Faith? She's like, yeah, probably have.
Probably have, yeah.
Well, I've known her since I was like born.
Yeah, yeah. It was an innocent kiss thing. It wasn't one of those college experiments.
No, no. No, no.
All right. So
all right. Ours.
Ours. Yes. Our first kiss.
On the bathroom counter at your apartment.
That is correct. And that's what I put too, is my apartment. I didn't put bathroom counter. But
I was specific. My very first kiss was at Christie's house. The one who raised her glass. Behind the closet. That we had opened the closet door. It was behind the closet door. So she couldn't see. We were in her room.
Your turn.
Travis.
Your turn. I don't care about that. Your turn.
Travis. Where was your last kiss?
Dining room.
It was. Yes, it was. Very good. That wasn't too long ago.
That was like just a few minutes ago. Let's go. How many hairs do you have on your big toe?
Girls don't have hair.
Well, you have to guess how many. What I answered.
First of all,
have to guess what I answered.
Girls don't have hairs on their big toe.
And they don't poot either.
No matter what you see. Nor what you think you see.
Girls don't have hairs on their big toe.
We don't have hair on our toes.
And they don't poop.
And no.
No matter what you smell.
No.
That was the dog.
It was.
Even if you don't have a dog.
That's why we have children, so we can blame it on them. How many hairs do you have? Six.
Hey, how did you know that?
I've seen them.
That's what I put. I actually took my shoe off to count.
Oh, I had six. That's good to know.
Your turn.
Oh, this is so easy. If you had a frog as a pet, yes, what would you name it?
Toady. Faith grew up hearing Toady the Frog stories.
Uh-huh. My dad.
Her dad. And now he tells them to Helen. Mm-hmm. So Toady
and all the grandkids, for that matter.
Yes. So Toady the Frog is a standard in the family.
Yes.
So even though you thought that might be a trick question, it wasn't.
No, no. Easiest one there was.
My turn.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, no. Your turn.
Oh. Favorite black and white movie.
I don't know. So I have to guess what yours are.
Mm-hmm. My favorite. Come on.
Is Philadelphia black and white?
Uh-huh.
Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yay!
Yay, you. I love that because he walks in and boom, it pushes her over.
And what was the other one?
My other favorite black and white one?
The Philadelphia story.
Philadelphia story.
What was the other? No, what was the other one they made, the exact same movie, but it's color? Had Bing Crosby.
Holiday
in
Inn.
No.
Oh, that's Bing White Crosby Christmas. Oh, what was that?
What's the name of that? Anyway, it was more of a musical.
Yeah, yeah. What was that?
I don't remember. It was the same movie.
Yeah, it was the same movie, but it was musical.
It had a different name.
What was that called?
I don't remember. Anyway, go ahead.
You sure it wasn't Holiday Inn?
I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. Okay. Holiday Inn was I know what Holiday Inn was.
No.
That was the White Christmas movie.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. Where are we?
The Philadelphia story.
This question.
Oh, well, what was your other one? You had another one?
No, you said I did.
Oh, no. What did I say for my favorite black and white movie? You had, what do you think I answered?
He put, hang on. It jumped out of my head. It's the book. What's it called? Oh, it's the book. It's his favorite book. Is it on the shelf over there?
You're right.
What's it called?
Talk
it.
Oh.
Where is it? Oh my.
It's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Thank you.
I'll just give it to you.
I had it right. Thank you.
I have three. I have To Kill a Mockingbird, Casablanca, and Harvey. And I can't pick between those three.
Well, yeah. Harvey's funny.
Doesn't say. That's interesting. That sucks. Okay.
Your turn. And this what had does... to come from a man who can't see.
What does your toilet paper smell like?
I don't know if that gives the person away.
Before or after?
Ew. Ew. I wrote, seriously?
You have to guess what I said.
I have never smelled toilet paper before.
You have to guess what I said.
I don't smell it.
You have to guess what I said.
You said before or after.
I did. But I also had an answer.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Paper.
Okay.
What'd you put?
Seriously? This is my answer.
That's your answer.
Really? Okay. Is this your turn?
No, it's your turn to read.
Your spouse has been dead the appropriate amount of time, and you have won a game show that allows you to date anyone, dead or alive, except your spouse. Who would you pick?
First of all, this is a stupid question. I just want to say, whoever wrote this question, you're stupid. I don't know which three of you did it, but I'm dubbing you stupid. Okay. What did you say? I have to guess what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. President Kennedy. I have no idea.
That's a good thought, but he was a womanizer, no.
Okay.
I don't want to hang out with him.
Cary Grant.
No.
Oh,
come on. Seriously.
Tom Cruise.
No.
The guy with the girl with the
there you go.
What's his name? The Texan with the cigar.
Cigar.
From
what's his name? See, now he can't remember either.
From Sahara.
John Grisham, Sahara, and all kinds of them, but
and yeah,
Matthew McConaughey.
You want to guess what I put?
Sandra Bullock.
That's a good one, but no, I didn't put that. I had two.
Me.
I had Lauren Bacall.
Oh, I'm dead. Never mind. Grace Kelly.
Well, that was a great one. I wish I'd have thought of her. I put Lauren Bacall.
Mm-hmm.
McCall. And I put Mary Magdalene because she had to be hot. It said anybody.
You can't date Mary.
Mary Magdalene?
Wrong.
No, Mary Magdalene. Not Mary, the mother of God, Mary. I'm talking about Mary Magdalene. She had to be hot.
Oh, she causes so much controversy.
I know. I want to date her. She has interesting stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my turn.
Maybe she'll wash your feet with her hair.
What is Faith's favorite podcast? Now, you can't say Two Blind Squirrels. And I had to write down an answer, see? So you have to guess what I said your favorite podcast
Jen
was.
Jen and Dave.
That's what I put. J and D, that's right. That's what I put.
That's right.
Sorry, all of you other podcasts. Go ahead.
Would Faith say that Brad is more similar to an aardvark, a tangerine, or a donkey?
Okay, I have to guess what you said.
Yes.
I don't know what an aardvark really is. I think it's an anteater or something. But I didn't pick that.
No. That's good.
She better not have picked donkey. So I went with tangerine, Chuck.
Ding, 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 ding. $50.
Because she knows better than to put donkey, even though donkey's probably the real answer.
Even though our joke is whenever one of us gets stuck carrying everything, yeah, we all go, ee-haw, ee-haw.
Okay.
It's all right. I got it.
This is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. This is going to be really interesting because this was a hard question for me to answer, people. This was a hard question for me to answer.
Oh, I don't know if this was easy for me to answer. I'm probably wrong then.
Who is Brad's favorite caller?
John Wilkerson.
See, and I really debated. There's so many. I really debated because I don't have a favorite caller.
I know you don't.
I don't have a favorite caller. I love.
But John has been your nemesis.
I love John, but I had like a top. I narrowed it down to like five because. You know, Chris Martinez is fun because it's Chris Martinez.
That's my favorite caller.
And Alvin.
See, they already all know that because I say that all the time.
And then Amy walking the spirit just brings a bubbly spirit to the show. And I just don't have a favorite. They all have a unique quality.
But I had to pick one. He's just afraid to pick one because he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No,
you know what?
No, that's not the truth. I'm not afraid of hurting anybody's feelings.
Yeah, you did call them stupid.
That's right. Anybody who gets their feeling hurt because I answered this question is stupid. There.
Uh-oh, my contact fell out.
Oh, no. At least you have it in your finger. No, I answered Dave. Because Dave...
He doesn't call very often.
I know, but when he does call, it's genius, first of all. And second of all, he's been calling probably the longest, although Wilkerson's been around for a long
Wilkerson
time, too.
No, Wilkerson called longer than Dave.
I don't know. Dave was around from way beginnings, so I don't know. Anyway, that's who I answered. Sorry.
Well, it's wrong.
Okay, it's wrong. My favorite caller is really John Wilkerson, according to Faith. We're down to the last five questions.
I got to put my contact finger. It's going to dry out.
What? No, we're going to finish these.
It's going to dry out.
So?
Apparently, you don't wear contacts.
Oh, fine. We're going to pause the share while Faith goes and fix your contact. Hurry back, please. Hurry back, please. And, while she's gone, I can tell you about – I'll pause the show in just a second, but I wanted to tell you about what we're doing over at Compassion 360. Yes, I just belched. That's right. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. It reminded me of supper. Okay, so let me reset just a second because that was not appropriate to do in the middle of a promo. I want to tell you about what we're doing over at Compassion365.com. When I say we, I mean just a group of podcasters and even some people who aren't podcasting have come together to help and pool our resources to try to raise money for Compassion International. We are producing a show every day of the year, and you can pledge. There's several ways you can contribute. You can pledge a dollar amount per show for the entire year, as little as 10 cents a show. That's like $36. Anybody can do that. Okay. Or you can, like me, I pledged a dollar a show. So that's a very big, like, bigger commitment, right? So, but you can pledge anywhere, you know, in that area. Also, you could choose to sponsor a child through Compassion International, and you don't have to do that through us. You can do that through Compassion International. Just let us know about it, and so we can plug you. So we'll know that we're making a difference. And that's what's exciting going on there. Me and Helen, the Skeeter Bar Show,
Helen stopped me on the way, sorry.
Are producing our show over at Compassion International. So if you love the Skeeter Bar Show, you can go over there to hear it on Saturdays, I believe. Also, I've added Compassion 365 podcasts, the feed, to the Big Feed and My Life Ministries. So it'll be mixed in with there as well. All right, Faith is back, and I didn't even have to pause.
There you go.
I just plugged instead of paused.
Is it your turn to read?
No, because I read the last one. You had to guess who I said was my favorite caller.
What did Brad refer to as a large brick in his pocket?
I don't know if Faith will know this, but it was my trio.
Uh-huh.
Yay! All right, we found one that one. Hello!
What, do you think I don't pay attention?
You do pay attention.
Sheesh.
Bacon, chewy or crunchy? How I ants would answer.
You like it more crunchy than chewy.
No, I like it chewier than crunchy.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You don't know me at all.
No.
You like it crunchy. I like it chewy.
No, everybody likes it crunchy.
No, everybody does. You and your raw eggs.
Really?
Yes, I like it chewy.
Huh. I was so right about so many.
I like it fatty tasting.
Ew.
Your turn.
No, I just read. Oh. Would Brad describe Faith as a good cook, a good housekeeper, or a good person?
And I have to guess what you would answer. I have to guess how you answered that question.
Oh, okay. But how you would describe me.
Right.
How do you think I said you would describe me?
Right. Uh-huh. I'm going to say you said a good person.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
That's not what I actually wrote.
What'd you put? A smile.
No.
What?
Right there. I said yes. My answer was yes.
Oh, yeah. All of the above.
But yeah, if I had to narrow it to one, it'd be a good person. Because you're not defined by being a good cook or a good housekeeper, even though you are those things.
Yes.
You're defined by being a good person. Because you have the Spirit of the Lord in you.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, she has a question. Helen has a question.
Pardon?
Did you feed the cat? You have to feed the cat and take care of that dead mouse.
Ew, don't take care of it. Okay. I scraped up the guts off the concrete thing. I'm thinking in the contract that was your job.
No.
Thinking so.
I signed no contract for that cat. There is no contract for that. You find the document.
It's his. He's supposed to do it. He always does.
I don't care.
It's his.
It's his job as being father.
That
and
was
husband.
Assigned to me. That was not any part of any contract.
Wives and daughters should not have to scrape up the guts of mice.
I shouldn't have to tolerate having a cat.
I couldn't find the mouse,
I came home.
The mouse was gone.
Garage door closed. Came in the house. There's the cat. Not supposed to be there in the cat. The cat is supposed to be in the house by himself. There's the cat.
The mouse.
The cat's
going to
disappear.
The mouse was not there. But there was his intestines, and then there was his head.
Yes.
The mouse's head.
Yes.
And then there was a pile where Joy had thrown up after eating.
Said mouse.
The mouse. But the mouse was not there. So I cleaned up throw up and the intestines and the head.
Such a great show. Aren't y'all glad you stayed tuned for this?
So then.
You thought you were going to get another little tidbit like with the parking lot, didn't you? No.
No.
This is what you get.
Yeah.
You get
mouse
dead
guts.
Mouse guts.
So then this morning.
Puked up mouse guts. That's going to be the name of this show. Puked up mouse guts.
So then this morning I go out to check on the cat because she meows at me when I wake up, right?
Yeah.
Mouse back on the. She drug it wherever it had been.
She drug it back up
as a living sacrifice.
Sure. Absolutely.
Wow. Dead sacrifice.
Would Brad rather have faith be blind, deaf, not death, blind, deaf, or crippled?
What did you say?
You have to guess what I said. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd pick blind.
Wait, is that right? Yes, you have to guess what I said, because I had to guess what you said. Right? Is that right? You said blind?
That you would pick blind rather than crippled or deaf.
Oh, okay. My answer was no. And that's all you're getting out of me.
No. I mean, if you had to choose, he wouldn't want me to be deaf because then I couldn't hear him and laugh at him
exactly.
Anymore. He wouldn't want me to be crippled because then I couldn't cook or do anything for him.
Exactly.
But at least being blind, I mean, I could figure things out.
But I wouldn't
out.
Wish that on you.
I mean, I'm not saying that's a good thing to happen.
No.
Or anything like that.
I just said no.
No.
Your turn.
Would Faith rather that Brad be addicted to alcohol, drugs, or games?
And I have to guess what you said, and I'm going to say you said games.
Yep. And that's also, a big deal.
That's also what I said.
Yes.
And that's just because she loves me that much.
That's right. That's right.
And the real answer is probably alcohol, but she wouldn't say that. All right. My turn.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last question. Da, 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 da. I think I should have a sound effect or something for that.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think we need one.
No, I've got one right here ready for it.
Okay, great.
Poop candy and you can eat it.
Okay. What did Brad...
And Faith.
Brad slash Faith wear
so
on
Brad
their first date?
Or Faith. What did you wear and what did I wear?
Oh, okay. And I have to guess what you said.
Uh-huh.
No. It's my question. You have to guess what I said. I read the questions. You have to guess what I answered.
My answer was, that was a stinking million years ago, and I don't remember. And,
I didn't cop out.
When you meet like we did and really have a relationship like we did, we didn't really have a first date.
Okay, go ahead. But I had an answer.
But my guess would be, because back then he was going through this whole grunge 90s flannel shirt Henley phase. So I'm sure he's wearing a pair of button-up Levi's and a plaid flannel shirt and a Henley.
That's probably true, but that's not what I said.
And I was probably wearing jeans and a button-up shirt because that's...
White.
White shirt, yeah.
That's not what I said.
What?
A smile.
Oh.
Because that's what I remember you wearing.
Oh, sweet. I took it literally. Yours is much nicer.
I took it literally, too. You were wearing a smile.
I was. I was very happy. That I was going out with
you're
you.
You're wearing a smile right now because you're thinking about it.
I am. Even though I don't remember the first date. Do you?
Well, there's several things you could call our first date.
We were
friends before we started dating. Uh-huh. So
long before.
What do you want to call our first date? I mean, the first time we went to the movies, I mean, we didn't go by ourselves.
No, we went out all the time with our friends.
With our friends.
Bunches of us.
And we weren't really a couple. We were just friends.
Yeah.
But we were kind of a couple because we're the only two. I mean, we were on each other. I mean, we were not. I mean, when I say, I mean, we were talking to each other. We sat by each other. We talked, you know.
Remember that?
Really a couple.
Remember that happy hour we went to Dave and Buster's?
Faith was going through a divorce and she didn't feel like we could be a couple.
Yeah. Remember that happy hour we went to David Buster's? Yeah. Oh, good grief.
And there were 20 people there, and there was just me and you, and we talked all night.
There was nobody else there. We were sitting at this big,
and Shonda
long
was trying booth, to get,
she was unscrewing she was the light trying, bulbs.
She was so drunk. And she was so drunk.
I don't know what she thought she was going to do with the light bulbs.
Well, she was trying to make somebody else jealous, her current husband. She was trying to make him jealous by flirting with me, but I didn't want anything to do
and
with it.
And he knew better.
So she got irritated with me because I wasn't paying any attention to her.
He was
so she just kept
me.
Trying to
Get
pinch
attention.
My nipples. Do you remember that?
Yes.
She would lean across the table and pinch my nipples.
Ow.
It hurt.
It did.
She was drunk.
Very.
I wasn't. And then she was, and then she unscrewed the light bulb.
Yeah.
And then they asked us to leave.
They did not.
They came.
Did they ask her? They didn't ask me.
Well,
I was gone already.
They asked if she was driving and if she was leaving soon.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, please take her home, somebody.
Keith took her home.
Get her out of here. Yeah, I'm sure he did. So my mom sent me this email.
It's 36 minutes. We're done.
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about that another time?
Sure.
It's got nothing to do with this, does it?
Sorta.
It does?
Sorta. April thinks it's crap.
What is it?
The dessert.
Yeah, it is crap.
She
but it was
crap
interesting
because she's like, how come it picks the ones not fair?
What did she
I'm
pick?
Not really like that.
Oh, which one did she pick?
She picked ice cream.
What does it say about it?
It says ice cream. You like sports, but she doesn't. Whether it be baseball, football, basketball, soccer, if you could, you would like to participate, but you enjoy watching sports, which she doesn't. You don't like to give up the remote control. You tend to be self-centered and high maintenance. She's like, oh, that's just mean.
She's not like that at all.
I know.
But it got us nailed.
Little high maintenance.
Okay.
Wee bit.
Not to me.
Just like me. I'm a little bit.
But it nailed both of us.
Oh, yeah. Brad was.
Because I was chocolate cake.
Sexy.
Into the microphone, please.
Always ready to give and receive.
Start over. You weren't in the microphone. Go ahead.
A very creative, adventurous, ambitious, and passionate. You can appear to have a cold exterior, which is more like me, but are warm on the inside. Not afraid to take chances. Will not settle for anything average in life. And you love to laugh. That's me.
No, that's me.
I picked romantic, warm, loving. Strawberry shortcake, by the way. You care about other people, can be counted on in a pinch, and expect the same in return. Intuitively keen. You can be very emotional at times, but a true person in every way. You like to do things for yourself and help others learn about themselves.
Okay, I don't think we set this up properly, but the point of this exercise was that you picked a dessert that you liked the best.
Only one.
And then you scroll down the email and it tells you things about yourself based on the dessert you picked.
Which one, you couldn't pass up was sitting in front of you. I know, because you told me not to.
Sorry.
And April picked ice cream, and it didn't suit her.
Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us for the Newlywed Game, part two. And I don't think there was any major revelations in this one, unless you consider my titties being pinched. Something controversial, which it really shouldn't be. It's not that big a deal. Just hurts. But nevertheless, it's over. We did it.
We did the Newlywed.
I have all of your playlists. It's not too late. If you haven't sent in a playlist, you can go to grooveshark.com.
I've been having fun.
Faith's been creating all kinds of playlists. You can go to grooveshark.com and you can create a playlist of songs you listened to in your childhood. Now, I'm talking about before you started driving. So before, you know, before you were 16, but after you stopped listening to like Sesame Street songs. So we're talking about like 12 to 16,
right.
Or 12 to 15, really, because 16 when you started driving. But anyway, the point is childhood songs from your childhood. And I've gotten several in. It's not too late to submit them if you want to, but I've got enough to fill up a couple of shows. So we'll have to move through it quickly. But I think it's interesting. Some of them are very good. Some of them are very fun. Some of them are just – I don't think they were being very serious. Either that or they were alcoholics at 12. Dave. All of Dave's song has something to do with Whiskey River or... Oh, anyway, all right, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we.
Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios. Yes.
I poop candy, and you can eat it.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.